Hello, I'm Joseph Batty, and welcome to Chittavritti Episode 8, Yoga Psychology, Part 1. Now that we have discussed most of the terminology of the yoga philosophy, and you have some sort of understanding and some background of it, let's look at some aspects of the actual psychology of yoga, applying those principles in everyday life. These first terms may be even close to general psychology or modern psychology. The more I read about yoga psychology and modern psychology, there's beginning to be strong parallels in modern psychology that mimic the psychology of yoga that was formulated thousands of years ago. So let's get into it. As we go throughout our day, our mind uses three mental processes to evaluate objects and situations to express itself. These are cognition, desire, and volition. So as we're going through our day and doing the things that we do, we're always seeing objects, and in our mind, we're so used to doing this, our mind identifies these objects for us. You see a chair, you know it's a chair, your mind identifies it's a chair. And so you relate them to the past in order to know what they are. You know it's a chair because in the past you saw something similar and you sat in it and someone told you it was a chair. So from that point on, you know that things you sit in English, is a chair for the most part. And so that comes from your background, your past. And so this relating this from our past and pulling and knowing what it is and how to interact with it, this is cognition. This is how we cognize things. And so once you have identified an object, you can now establish the level of desire of that object. And so what is the level of desire? Your desire can be either an active desire, like I want it now, neutral, or passive. If you have an active desire for the object, then like I said, you want that object right now, and you're going to do whatever you have to attain that object. If your desire level is neutral, then you're going to probably do some research and see if the object is something that you truly need in your everyday life that fits your lifestyle, that will help you out in your daily life and give you value in your life. And if your desire level is passive, then you're just going to wait. You may do a little research anyway, but you're just going to wait until you feel like it truly is the right time to get the object. Maybe you went from neutral, you know, doing some research, figuring out, to a passive or an active state, depending on where your research led. But after you see something and that desire is formed, you either immediately know your desire level, or your how much you want something, or you can stop and go through this process. These three desire levels are impacted by the goodness, and they're also impacted by how impactful the vritti is that what came up through your subconscious when you saw the object. So if the memory that arises, the samskara that arises when you see the object, sense object, it's going to be a very strong emotional attachment if that samskara is an intense samskara. And the third mental process is volition. So once you have saw something and you have your mind has done cognition, and you have you know what it is, and you've established your desire level, and you know what you want. Now your volition goes into action, or your will. You turn your will toward it, and either, especially if it's an active desire, if you want it now, your will turns toward it and you're going to go get it now. So that is the expression, the mental process and the desire, your expression level, the desire level of a basic thought process that we go through every day, whether we know it or not. So there are a couple of factors, like I said, that affect this. The factors that affect it are your mood, or what guna you are currently in, how deeply the samskara impression is in your chitta. Clearly, if you're in a bad mood, you know, if you're in tamas, your reaction to the sims object is going to be different than your initial action if you were in a great mood, if you're in sattva, if you're already happy, you're already content. So if these objects bring up deep emotional memories, or if the samskara is a deep impression in your chitta, then your desire level is going to be very strong toward it. And it's probably going to be a very active, strong toward it. Whereas if it doesn't bring up any strong memory, if it's just the first time you saw it, or if you just glanced, you know, and you saw it before, but it's not a big deal, then you're probably just going to easily be detached from it and be like, yeah, whatever, you know. And it's going to be a lot easier to assess the situation and detach from it. Whereas if it's a very strong emotional samskara, it's going to be very hard to detach from that sense object, your desire, and focus your mind in a different place. All right, so let me give you a couple of quick examples for you and how this works. Let's say you're cleaning out a closet, right? And you open up, you know, a box, and it has items in it, and you see an old quilt or an old blanket, and that blanket immediately samskaras come up, memories come up of who gave you the blanket, maybe of times when you used the blanket. You know, you could maybe picture yourself using the blanket, drinking some coffee or some hot chocolates, or maybe the loved one gave you the blanket for graduation of high school, or just as a nice gesture. So once that samskara comes up, it also may bring a desire with it. You know, the thought, since your manas, the manas is always analyzing things and trying to cross-reference things and link things together, and maybe sometimes it's imaginary, sometimes it's not, but the manas is always trying to link things together and analyze things. So maybe that, doing that, it brings up, well, you know what, I hadn't talked to this person in a long time, maybe I should call this person. So now you have, once you saw the blanket, now you have the desire to call this person, to reach out to this person. Now normally this, your desire level probably won't be to do it immediately, but you know, it's probably going to be a passive desire. You know, when I got time, I need to call this person, see how they're doing, you know. So that's one example. So let's say you just listened to a podcast, like you're doing right now, and at the end of the podcast, there was an ad, and that ad really spoke to you. It really hit you in all the right buttons. You really wanted this thing. But if you stay calm and think things through, you will know if you really need the product. If your desire level is an active desire level, you're going to immediately go and get that product, whatever it is, and assess later if it's any good for you at all. If you're in the neutral level, then you're going to go do some research. You're going to go to the website. You're going to do research. You're going to figure out pros and cons and how you can integrate it into your life and how much value this product gives you. And if you're in the neutral or the passive level, then you're probably going to be like, well, that's really cool, I'm going to go check that out. And you'll check it out, and you're already detached from it. You just check it out and see what it's about and stuff, and then you go about your day. You don't even think about it. So the podcast person sold the product, was advertising for the product, but how intense of a Sam scar it brought up got you to buy it, not buy it, or do research on it for maybe later. So I hope this helps you kind of visualize what I'm talking about here, and maybe it helps you in some way to maybe stop and think the next time you want to buy something or anything that comes into your mind. Kind of stop and think any kind of sense object that you want, no matter what it is. Just stop, breathe, and think about and try to detach from the situation at hand, the emotions, positive or negative emotions, and assess the situation. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something from it. As always, like, share, follow, and comment wherever you get your podcast. And thanks a lot. Y'all have a good week.